Obama today announced the name of the person who will help him with that follow-through. At a news conference in Chicago, the president-elect said New York Federal Reserve Bank President Timothy Geithner is his choice for Treasury Secretary. Kenneth Rogoff is a former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund. Rogoff says Geithner's resume is an excellent match for Treasury Secretary.
Typically, the New York Federal Reserve chief serves as the point man for dealing with financial crises because he's right there in Wall Street. So he's been in on the negotiations from day one. He was in on the Bear Stearns rescue, fifth largest financial bank that got absorbed by J.P. Morgan. He was in when Lehman Brothers was allowed to fail in mid-September. That's the fourth largest investment bank. And of course, he played a big role in today's rescue of Citigroup.
So how do you rate his performance so far, and how is his approach likely to change when he takes over the position of Treasury Secretary in an Obama cabinet?
You know, it's been a very, very tough job. You're facing this epic financial crisis, the dimensions of which have only become apparent as things have rolled on. And truly, I think the big mistakes in this were made a few years ago at the end of the Greenspan era. I think the team, Tim Geithner at Treasury, Larry Summers in the White House, and Kristi Romer also on the Council of Economic Advisors, they're going to come in much bigger than we've seen. This is a problem that needs to be treated holistically, and that's where the current approach has really failed. It's been reactive as problems arise. The government's been consistently a day late and $1 trillion short. And I think Geithner and Summers have enormous experience in dealing with financial crises. They understand that you've got to get ahead of the curve. You can't always let the crisis pull you. So they're going to come in very, very big, very, very quickly, and very, very boldly.
Ken Rogoff, hang on just one second. We're going to return briefly to Mr. Obama's press conference today, where he spoke about Tim Geithner's credentials.
The reality is that the economic crisis we face is no longer just an American crisis. It's a global crisis, and we will need to reach out to countries around the world to craft a global response. Tim's extensive international experience makes him uniquely suited to do that work. Growing up partly in Africa and having lived and worked throughout Asia, having served as Undersecretary of the Treasury for International Affairs, one of the many roles in the international arena, and having studied both Chinese and Japanese, Tim understands the language of today's international markets in more ways than one.
Well, Ken Rogoff, aside from speaking those languages and living in those places Mr. Obama mentioned there, how does Mr. Geithner understand the language of the market specifically? Will he be able to juggle different economies of scale, do you think, and make all, shall we say, boats rise with the tide?
Well, this is a guy who's had tremendous experience with markets, that when he worked at the Treasury, it was in the Clinton administration. During the Asian financial crisis, he was deeply immersed in that. I worked together with him at the International Monetary Fund in 2001 to 2003. We were involved in the Argentine debt crisis, Brazil, Turkey, Uruguay, and a number of other countries. And I was just impressed by his understanding of politics and markets, his ability to synthesize information. He certainly understands markets. But at the same time, this is someone who has not worked on Wall Street. He's chosen to work in the government. And he certainly, through his background, through his interests, and it was very clear to me personally, really does care deeply about people. And it's not at a distant level. He grew up in Africa, in Asia, as the president-elect noted, and really is a multicultural person.
Professor Kenneth Rogoff teaches public policy and economics at Harvard University. He was chief economist at the International Monetary Fund from 2001 to 2003. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.